Hello everybody, it's MrTroll23 back in our video. The subject of this video isn't really easy to explain because there are quite a few things I'm going to talk about. Maybe you can get the point from the title of the video, and that's that nobody is perfect. The Bible makes it very clear that we're all sinners, okay? It says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that there's none righteous, no, not one. It says if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Ecclesiastes 7:20 says, there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So the Bible is very clear that we're all sinners. We've all come short of the glory of God. There's nobody that's perfect except for Jesus Christ himself. He is the only man who has been able to achieve perfection. And it's not just in the matter of sinning, but in the matter of everything that we do in our life. And just being perfect and just making no mistakes whatsoever, making no bad things. And it's not just about like your mind, but also what you do on a daily basis, your actions and things like that. Not just what you believe, not just what you think. Fact of the matter is that we're all corruptible because of our flesh, because our flesh is still here. The Bible says in James chapter 3 verse 2, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. And then it says in 1 Corinthians 15, speaking of the resurrection, talking about the fact that we put on incorruption at the resurrection of the dead when Jesus Christ returns, it says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So I want to give a few examples of some things just that I want to share with people. Some things that I definitely need to work on, because everybody needs to work on things in their life. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has a problem. And I was talking with my friends the other day, and I came to realize something, and this isn't the first time I've realized this, but I haven't really thought about it in a while. The fact that it's not just about not sinning, because sinning is transgression of the law. That's how it's defined in 1 John 3:4. But you probably shouldn't do things either that might lead you to sin. For example, it's not directly a sin. It's not actually a sin to listen to some secular music with curse words and bad language and things like that in it. It's not necessarily a sin, but it can lead you to have sinful thoughts, which can lead you to do sinful things. So you should avoid things which can lead you into sin, which can lead you to do bad things, and which can mess up your life, or could get you distracted from focusing on God, focusing on working for Him. And there are some things that I want to talk about that have gotten me distracted over the last few years, and what I've been trying to do to solve the situation. So one thing, and this is something who my friends know about, people who actually know me personally, but I don't think I've ever talked about on my channel, is that I really have a big problem with like germs and stuff. I actually carry a bottle of hand sanitizer around most places that I go. This bottle right here, and I fill it up. I just use the same, most of the time I use the same bottle. Sometimes I get a new bottle, but most of the time I just fill it up, and I have a bigger bottle that's just downstairs, and I fill up this little bottle, and I put this in my pocket. Since like probably early 2017, and it was before that too, I've been raised with the philosophy just good manners, I guess, and to not spread disease, that you should wash your hands before you eat, and after you use the bathroom, and after you touch something dirty. You know, obviously, most people in the modern day know that. It's just around 2015, 2016, I started taking that a little bit too far, and I would wash my hands after pretty much touching almost anything, and it got to that point at about the end of 2017, where literally the only thing that I would touch without putting hand sanitizer on is like something on my body or food or something like that. But if I touched a counter, if I touched my clothing, or I touched my backpack, or a book, or something in my room, something my computer or whatever, I would wash my hands before laying down in bed or doing something else like that. So that became a really big problem for me, and it got to a point where my hands became really dry because of the hand sanitizer, because hand sanitizer has like a, well, I don't know, the ingredients thing is torn off, but it has like some alcohol in it or something like that, or some hand sanitizers do, not all of them. I don't know if this one that I have right now is, but it has like some kind of alcohol in it, and it really dries out your hands. And for a while, people would always, or not people would always, but some people, especially my family, like my brother, would make fun of the fact that I always had dry hands. And after a while, it was kind of varying a little bit. In late 2018, so a couple of months ago, I started to get away from that a little bit. I stopped using it as much as I used to. Prior to that, like last year, or the year before last year, I guess, in 2017, it got to a point where I was putting it on probably 9 or 10 times a day at least, was putting hand sanitizer on. It got to a point in late 2018 where it was only just 1 or 2 times a day when I was out in public, and then I put it on a little bit more when I was at home, but I also tried to just wash my hands with soap and water more instead of just putting hand sanitizer on. So, because I don't know what happened, maybe I've heard some people try to interpret this. Maybe it's because I used to put a lot on, I started using less and less, and my hands had like a bad reaction to it. My hands started getting like even more dry, and they started to crack up and bleed. And you can notice that in some of my videos in December. So about a month and a half ago, if you, like, for example, one of the videos I had back in, like, mid-December, when I was talking about the fact that I finished the Old Testament, on the thumbnail video, I'm holding up my Bible, and if you look closely, you can see, like, blood on my hand, like, dried blood on my hands. That's from the fact that I use a lot of hand sanitizer. If you just go to that period, November, December, you'll see that my hands look really dry. There are, like, cuts all along. It wasn't, like, an actual cut, it was more just they started to bleed because of how dry they were, especially like in between my fingers and on my knuckles and on the side of my hands. So that was a big problem, and thankfully they're not as bad anymore. Hold on, let me just, I don't know. They just look normal, and it was only on this hand too, which is really weird. I don't know why. This hand's pretty much fine, though. This hand's always been fine. There's like a little, just a little tiny bit of blood right here. It's dry here for just a little bit on this hand, but for the most part, this hand's been okay. This hand was really bad for a while, and I really needed to do something about it. And I didn't seek medical help or anything like that. I just really started putting lotion on, and I just didn't use as much hand sanitizer. And I've gotten away from that. I prayed about it a little. Seeking God to help me overcome this kind of addiction, if you would call it that, or like phobia of germs and things like that, because being sick honestly isn't all that bad sometimes, especially when it's like just a minor sickness. But there are other ways to avoid getting sick. I mean, they don't have to put hand sanitizer on. Honestly, hand sanitizer is actually dangerous sometimes because it just kills some germs, but it doesn't get rid of the actual dirt. It doesn't get rid of the surviving bacteria or anything like that. Sometimes it doesn't really do as much of a job. Also has the negative effects, and it doesn't work at all against like viruses. It just kills bacteria. So that's a problem with that, and I've been trying to get away from that. But that's just one example of things, just mistakes that I've made, bad things, fact that nobody's perfect. I make mistakes too. Everybody does. We just have to admit to them and try to solve them. And there's some other things as well. The Bible says that we shouldn't be quick to anger. I don't have any direct verses, but there are some, like, for example, I think Ephesians 4:26, it says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, things like that. The Bible says that you shouldn't be quick to anger, that you shouldn't be continuously angry, you shouldn't hold grudges in your heart, things like that. Well, for a while, especially back before I got saved in 2016 and 2017, I was a very angry person. I had kind of anger issues. And some people actually blame the hand sanitizer, too, because they said, and this is something that my mom said, I don't even know if it's, this makes any sense, because I haven't done any research on it or whatever. She said, oh, well, it's just, you're absorbing all that, all those chemicals in your skin or whatever, and it's making you angry. I mean, that doesn't make much sense to me, but who knows? But I've gotten away from that again throughout 2018. Now I can calm myself down a lot better, and I don't really get angry anymore. And most of the time, it wasn't like bad anger. It was more just, I would kind of yell a lot, but I wouldn't really do anything. Sometimes I would just like hit myself in the thigh or whatever, and it'd be like, I would just throw my arms up in the air or something like that, or I just yell. I don't know. But I've gotten away from that, and, you know, I thank God for helping me in that dilemma. And if anybody else has that issue in their life, anger issues or whatever, I honestly hope and I pray that you find a way to solve that situation as well, because it's not good. It's actually a sin to hold continuous anger in your heart. And for me, it wasn't continuous anger, it was just being quick to anger. But it's also a sin to be quick to anger. It's not a sin to be angry, because God is angry throughout the Bible, but he's slow to anger. It's a multitude of people making him angry over a long period of time. It's not just somebody just does something bad and then he immediately just unleashes his wrath upon them. It takes a long time to build up his anger. So there's nothing wrong with anger. It's just when you can't control yourself, when you just blow your mind, you just get red in the face immediately, you just don't know how to control your anger, you don't know how to calm yourself down. That's the sin. That's the bad thing that you shouldn't do. And whatever the situation is, these are just two examples from my life, and I'm sure I can think of others. The purpose of this video, of course, is to say that we're not perfect. We all sin, and we need to do something about it. And this morning, which would be Sunday morning, because I tend to film these videos in advance, I went to church, and there was a sermon delivered about seeking God's wisdom out of James chapter 3, and I agree with it completely. I think it's very important that we seek God's wisdom and that we don't seek the wisdom of the world. If we want help with a decision, if we want to know what we're supposed to do in our lives, we need to pray and we need to read the Bible, because those things will help us and the Holy Spirit will guide us in our life to overcome our problems, overcome our dilemmas, and solve the bad things in our life that shouldn't be there, to resist the temptations of wickedness, and to try to live a godly life, to be made perfect, because eventually everybody, every Christian will be perfect, but it just is a matter of trying to get there. You have to actually walk in the Spirit. You have to try to resist the lust of the flesh. You have to focus on God, sing to God, pray, read the Bible, learn, become patient, learn to endure, and things like that. Those are the things that you need in order to become perfect, and we will receive the ability to be incorruptible when the resurrection happens, and that is when we will receive the gift of being able to overcome all our differences. But in the meantime, as we live in the flesh, we need to learn how to live in this world without offending God, without going against his word, and without sinning. So that's something that you need to do daily, that you need to work on. So that's the message of this video. I don't think I have anything else to say. Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you have any questions, feel free to ask, and goodbye.